Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome back into the Infinity Sports Network. My name is Danielle McCartan with you. Happy to be with you on this Saturday afternoon here in New York City. On the phone lines, live, we've got Carolyn Tish Broggett, the governor, the league owner of Gotham FC, NWSL board member, and elected chair of NWSL Executive Committee. Carolyn, thanks so much for making the time for us today, and congrats to your Gotham FC second championship in 3 seasons.
Thank you. It sounds good when you say it like that. So anytime you want to talk about Gotham winning a championship, I'm ready to do it.
Let's do it. So take me back to the night. I saw you on TV. You're on that stage. You're receiving your medal. You're posing for pictures with the team, with the trophy. What were you thinking about?
So, gosh, I feel like it's been almost a week, and I still feel like I haven't digested it all. I would say, you know, a few things. Maybe I'll start with, we really had a roller coaster season. Mm-hmm. You know, I think for those not watching closely, it looks like any team, you know, lifting a trophy and winning a championship, but that was certainly not our story. We started the season with actually a lot of questions about our postseason. We had a bunch of big name players leave. There were questions around, you know, what are we doing? What are we building here? And so the off season last season was really, I would say, a lot of the work fell on me to really set what the culture of a team we wanted to be. I think when I came in as a new owner in 2023, there was so much heavy lifting of recreating the business team and opening an office and all that, that I really, I think, failed to set what the right culture was. And that was really important to me. So that was the work we did in the off season. And we did that, and we said, this is what it means to be a part of Gotham. You're either in or out. But the results didn't come right away. We really had an up and down season. So to be able to get through the postseason in truly the hardest possible playoff run, and we went and beat the number one team in Kansas City in league history. We then went and beat Orlando, the defending champions. We then went and beat our biggest rival in Washington. So to be able to lift that trophy at the end, it just felt like, you know, a year's worth of hard work paying off.
Yeah. I mean, when I saw, I was listening to Sarah Spain's podcast, and they were talking about like potential upsets, number 8 Gotham versus number 1. And I was like, why is that even a question? I mean, of course Gotham's going to get it done. I mean, I'm a fan. I got to tell you.
I love that.
You're riding down Broadway.
Well, I love that.
Go ahead.
You're one of the few people that felt that way. Cause I do, even though people say in sports, you should never read the newspapers. I read everything. And every single thing I read was Kansas City winning the championship. Like, nobody is betting on us, but I knew I bet on us, and I had a feeling we were going to go all the way.
I actually should have bet like actual money on you guys, but I didn't. I just didn't think to. But riding down Broadway, confetti flying in the wind here in New York City, and we're national, but where have you displayed your key to New York City?
Oh, that's a really good question. I'm pretty sure it's in one of my kids' rooms right now, but I do need a more prominent place for it. So it sounds like you've been a fan for a while. So you know that when the team won in 2023, we failed to celebrate.
Yeah.
The team was not prepared. You know, it turns out you can't put a celebration together in 24 hours. Mm-hmm. And so we really let our fan base down. And my commitment from the day after that happened in 2023 was the next time we win, which we didn't know when it was going to be, but we knew it would be sometime, that we were going to do it right. And so our marketing team did an incredible job putting that together. When we clinched the playoff, you know, 8 weeks ago, 9 weeks ago, mm-hmm. we reviewed that Monday morning, we reviewed an 80-page presentation of what the celebration was going to look like. So we were very prepared for that moment, which was great.
Now, I know the Giants back in the day, they used to have then a celebration at when it was Giant Stadium. And my dad still has the I was there pin from it, still somewhere. I've seen it. So were there thoughts to, I mean, maybe next time have that celebration or something here in New Jersey too?
So we will very much be celebrating with our fans and our season ticket holders next season. Don't think that we're done celebrating yet. But what was critical for us was to celebrate this team in the way that every other championship winning team in New York has been celebrated, mm-hmm. which is a parade down Broadway and a Keys to the City celebration at City Hall. And so that felt like we didn't want the light version. We didn't want the women's sports version.
Right.
This is a championship winning team in a championship winning city. Mm-hmm. And this team deserves that. So that's what we did. The complicating factor, and since you're a fan, you probably understand the nuances of this, but we got so many questions of like, oh my God, why is it Monday morning? I can't get out of work. I can't get out of school. But it was really important to me personally that as many of our players as possible could be there. And many of our players, as you know, play for their countries as well.
Correct.
And they were leading into an international break. So I think 10 or 11 of our players would have to get on a plane Monday night. And that's why Monday morning was the only option to make sure that as many as could be there.
Understood. Thanks for clearing that up. Because actually, there were some calls about that last week. So, look, now.
And the other thing, sorry, just while we're on that, in case people had called in about this too. The other complicating factor is that, and so then in the CBA, all of the players have to be released 3 days after the game.
Okay.
So we couldn't say, okay, the players will go play for their country and then come back because everyone else would be out of market by then.
Right.
But what's super complicated is that, which we've learned really all these details, is that the week of Thanksgiving, you cannot have an official ticker tape parade. So we had to get creative, and hopefully you saw because of this, you know, everyone in the city is, I guess, focused on the basic Thanksgiving Day parade. Mm-hmm. So we could not have an official ticker tape parade, but that's why you saw our buses all wrapped, you know, with the Gotham Championship words and colors, and then and kind of an unofficial parade down Broadway.
I did see some confetti being blown, though, I guess it was then.
Yes, we did our own version. Exactly. We bought our own confetti and made it our own ticker tape parade.
Okay. I mean, that works. It looks good. Look, and before you even started with Gotham FC, I mean, obviously part of your last name is Tisch. So what lessons in ownership had you already learned before taking over Gotham FC while growing up, you know, with your family as being co-owners of the New York Giants?
Yeah, I've had, my grandfather became a co-owner, the co-owner of the New York Giants when I was 6 years old. So I've had a front row seat to sports ownership pretty much my whole life.
Yep.
And what I saw, and I was a part of two of those parades. And actually, I pulled up the pictures when we were going through, you know, the seating charts and the speeches. I kept pulling up the pictures from the Giants. Like, I know this is old, guys, but this is how it's supposed to be done. So I would say what I saw in those years and in all the years that my family has been a part of the Giants is really how to lead from the top and how much a culture is set by ownership and set by the stability of a family-run organization. I think one of the things that's been really important to me for all of our players and all of our staff joining Gotham is they don't just feel like they're joining this kind of team with no name and, or sorry, with like no personality and no person behind it, mm-hmm. that they are really joining the Gotham family. And they are, every one of our players and our staff is moving or walking away from leaving family behind, being on the road all the time, even if their family is here with them, they're making a tremendous sacrifice. And so to feel like they are a part of a family and a part of building something bigger, I think makes a lot of the hard work worth it.
Now, last Sunday, I came in here wearing my Carly Lloyd number 10 Gotham t-shirt. And as you know, I'm a fan before I'm a talk show host. Don't tell anybody. But as you mentioned, the team overcame a lot of adversity this season. And so from your role as lead owner of Gotham FC, how involved are you in the day-to-day operations? And then in turn, I guess, what are your thoughts of what's going on in Indianapolis with Carly Ersay Gordon?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So I don't have a headset like Carly, although many people have sent me that meme. I think she's done a tremendous job. I'm very involved with Gotham, but I did not grow up playing soccer. I didn't professionally play any sports. So for me, I'm very involved in the decision-making in the day-to-day, but I needed to learn it. So yeah. Our general manager, Ariel Averbusch-West, our coach, Juan Carlos Amros, they've all spent, hours and hours with me breaking down every decision, helping me understand the different tactics, thinking about the locker room culture, because I've been a part of successful organizations before and I've been a part of sports, but I've never run a women's soccer team before. So I am very involved in the decision making, but I also know where my expertise ends and theirs is. And so as much as I'm very involved, I also very much defer to them on decisions that are not my area of expertise.
What is, I know Eli Manning's a minority owner of the team. What does he bring to the table?
Eli, you can't ask for a better minority partner than Eli. He has been, number one, just my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, text me after all of these wins, saying, how happy he is for me and the team. But anything we have asked him to do, he has done. He has come out to games. He brings his kids. He brings people from his town. I think it just helps. One of the things that I kind of said early on, and I think people maybe questioned it and are starting to appreciate it more, is we don't just want to be the best women's soccer team in the world. We want to be about one of the best soccer teams in the world. I think in a future state, we won't say, oh, that's my favorite women's soccer team.
Right.
That's my favorite soccer team. That's my favorite team, period. And I think Eli has really shown that is a, championship winning Super Bowl MVP player can love Gotham as much as, a woman that grew up playing soccer. And I think he's really helped break down those barriers.
Yeah, I love that. We're talking with Carolyn Tish Broggett, elected chair of the NWSL Executive Committee. And while I have you, it's not a criticism, but I got to tell you, I'm being honest, I'm not really a fan of the neutral site championship game. What is the pulse of the NWSL to move it to the home field of the higher seed?
Well, I would be okay if I get criticism all day. So I would be totally fine if it was criticism. It's interesting. Someone else said that to me this past weekend, and having just figured out the logistics, talk about being in the weeds of like getting a charter flight to get from Orlando to San Jose with 2 hours notice was really complicated. So I can appreciate, all of New York had to get out to San Jose, all of Washington had to get out there. So I appreciate
right.
it. I think the model, so I think the thinking, I can't speak to the neutral side as much as just the thinking behind making the championship much bigger than it's been in the past. It shouldn't feel like just another game.
Right.
It should feel closer to the Super Bowl than I think it has in the past.
Uh-huh.
So I think the league has done a really good job in building that out. They had their first awards show, like the NFL Honors, on Wednesday. They had the Skills Challenge on Thursday or Friday. And then obviously the game on Saturday. So many partner events. So my sense is that would be really hard. And there's no, unlike the Super Bowl, there's no week in between. It just goes right from semifinals to finals.
Right.
So my sense is that would be really hard to pull off in a non-neutral site.
Uh-huh.
But can totally appreciate how difficult it is for everyone to get out there. One thing I will say is I was really, so the game was sold out. There were 18,000 people there.
Yep.
I was really impressed by how loud it was and how many real fans of both teams there were. You know, I've been to a lot of Super Bowls in my life, and sometimes it can actually feel really quiet because it's more corporate than it is fans. And this very much felt like the stadium was full of fans.
Caroline, I wish I could talk to you all day. Last question here, and we got a couple seconds, but always building, never finished. That was the motto. What's next for Gotham FC?
So that is and will always be our motto. That was not just this year. Mm-hmm. We are back to work. I mean, yeah, it's Saturday morning. Yale and I have been trading emails and text messages all morning talking about our roster next year, talking about we will have the busiest travel season of any team ever, I think, next year, knowing we're going to be in the FIFA Club World Cup, Club Championship Cup in January. We are now in the CONCACAF finals again in May. We will be in next year's CONCACAF tournament. We are now in the Challenge Cup. I mean, this team, no rest for the winners. So we have been talking about it all year. And I think what you'll see is we set out to be one of the best brands in the world, being one of the best teams in the world. You'll now continue to see us competing on the global stage.
Caroline, thanks for your insight and making time for us today. I really appreciate it nationally.
Thank you. And thank you for being a fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.